Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Welcome everyone to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Global Happiness Specialist, Inner Peace Practitioner, Oracle, Teacher, but most importantly, a student. Always a student, always learning, always open to new beliefs, new possibilities, just bring it, universe. And I am so excited to share today's show, to be able to speak. I'm so excited to share today's topic, which is the energy, the vibration of peace. And how important is that? I don't know about you, but I don't hear too many people talking about it. But we're going to be talking about it today, and we are, you know, let's just interchange those words, peace and happiness, because what I'm talking about is really a vibration. It's an energy, and it's an energy of peace. It's an energy of contentment. It's an energy of shoulders down. It's an energy that you feel connected, that you are in every moment satisfied in the moment. So you're either vibrating satisfaction in the moment or dissatisfaction. There's no in between. You can't stand on the fence on that one. Or actually, I guess you could be neutral. Let me just get to today's show and give a brief introduction. When I say I'm a happiness specialist, let me just share, especially with the new listeners that are coming in. When I was younger, just like a lot of us, making a wish, blowing out the birthday cake candles, I always wished for the same two things. Number one, I wanted to live to my potential. I had no idea what that felt like, what that meant, what it looked like. I just said, live to my potential. And I just remember saying that and feeling that at a very early age. And then the second thing is, I wanted to be happy because I was experiencing life just like I'm experiencing life right now, up, down, fires here, fires there, challenges here, challenges there. Just because I'm a happiness specialist doesn't mean that I don't get challenged. And in fact, I think the universe throws me a little extra shit. Let me just say that right now. I think because of my title, And I'm using air quotes here, titles, come on, titles, labels, all irrelevant in the universe. But when I say happiness, I'm really talking about how to navigate through this life. My favorite quote from Abraham is, you can't have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. And so forever, I've been talking about this journey, and now that I'm 67 years old, that's right, I said it, 67 years old, what I have is a little bit of experience that even with the practice, and when I say happiness is a practice skill, and it is, happiness is a practice skill, just like any other skill, from cooking to being an athlete, a musician, a painter, a landscaper, and in fact, speaking of cooking, I am going to be making for the first time today in my life oxtails. Never made oxtails, but I do remember my mother and my grandmother making oxtail stew with rice. And it used to be one of my favorite dishes. So I don't know what the hell I'm doing today, but I marinated the oxtails for over 24 hours, and let's go. I digress. So, but can you imagine the first time making oxtail stew and maybe the 20th time? With all of the practice, it's going to come easier, and that's all I'm saying. But the question becomes is, what do you practice? What is it that you practice? If happiness is a practice skill, yeah, put me on that list. But Rebecca, what do I practice? Before I share with you what to practice, let me just say, if you want to speak with me live, the number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And if you're on Wisdom, you just can ask to join the conversation. However, the conversation, I really prefer questions, meaning, scratch that, not prefer questions, but I am inspired by questions. Listen, we are more alike than we are different. We all experience health issues, financial issues, relationship issues, job issues, parents issues, children issues, coworkers. How about this world? It's always throwing something our way. So when I talk about this energy of peace, I get so excited. They just start. Hold on. Drop your shoulders, Rebecca. Take a couple of breaths. That's right. I have to calm myself down sometimes, too, in the moment. What I love sharing is paralleling the practice with which what I am actually experiencing in real time. And the practice meaning, the practice being eliminating, putting a focus on, putting a spotlight on all of those programmed behaviors, eliminating spotlight on all of the programmed behaviors that are the cause of the suffering, are the cause of the unhappiness, are the reasons why the feelings of sad, anger, depressed, resentful. In fact, let me say this. Let me just speak for myself. How did I learn? Because one of the things that I talk about is in the beginning of my life, it was filled with a lot of shame. Shame of being adopted, believe it or not. My mother was very ashamed that she had to adopt children because she couldn't have any. And so that shame was passed down and handed down to me. How did that happen? I know I'm getting off the topic, but how did that happen? Well, when I was in second grade, forgive me if you've heard the story a million times. When I was in second grade, I remember coming home and telling my mom, "Hey, Mom, Mrs. Smith didn't know I was adopted. She didn't know. I told her I was today, though. She knows now." And boy, oh boy, did I get in trouble for that. That is nothing that you share. I mean, it was met with instant anger. A second grader met with instant anger and instant scolding of telling someone that you are adopted is something personal, is not to be shared. I mean, I remember that day, and from that day forward until I, decades later, the whole secret of being adopted was kept. And so with that, with the questions of, you don't look like your mother, you don't look like your father, all of those questions that came, Guess what a young child had to do? I had to come up with a lie. Come up with lies is why I didn't look like my mother and father, and that's when I said, yeah, I look like my grandparents. My point is this, the programming and all different types of programming that happened to me, happened to you, we all have our stories about things that we felt traumatized us. But let me get back to the shame thing. And then a bigger shame, let me just share my biggest shame. The biggest shame, one of the biggest shames, well, I consider this the biggest one, but and let me just back up a little bit. See that vibration of this is big, this is small, this is a lot, this is little. That doesn't happen in the universe. Quantifying this is big, this is small, no. It just is. That feeling shame. But let me ask a question. I asked myself this question the other day. How the hell do I know what shame feels like? Did I know what shame felt like? So all of the labeling, here we go, all of the labeling of the emotions, labeling your emotions, shame, sadness, resentment, anger, a guilt, throw them all out. All of the labels. How the hell do you know how anxiety, sadness feels? So my point is not to dismiss the feelings, not to dismiss how you're feeling, but definitely let go of the story of the label of the feeling, and then let go of the story of why you're feeling that way. I hope I'm making myself clear. Let me get to a really good example. I was having a memory a couple of days ago of when I lived in Oregon, in my dream home. When I lived in Oregon until the universe kicked me out of Oregon and brought me to another state, leaving my dream home behind. It only took me since I was 18 years old to find my dream home. Then when I find it, 5 years later, the universe says, time to go. That's enough. And being able to let that go. My point is, I was thinking about that house and all of the growth that I experienced from that house, thinking that living in the middle of a forest with a creek in the backyard so loud that I could hear the creek from the house, living in that kind of environment, I knew for sure that's going to be more peaceful. How can I not find peace in the middle of a forest with a creek and a view of trees and wildlife, and you couldn't hear a sound, not even a sound, except for if it's a bird. There's no street sound, there's no traffic sound, there's nothing. You couldn't hear anything. Nothing. You could probably hear yourself breathing. Peace, the vibration, the energy is all found within. I know you could sit outside and home with the trees and meditate and trees and flowers and plants. Oh my, all of that, I totally get it. I do. Sitting by water, sitting by an active river, I totally understand all of it and the effect it has on the body. However, what I'm talking about is what, when you're not sitting by that river and you're not in the middle of the forest, how do you transport, how do you carry peace with you? Is that even possible? To be at peace, to have the energy of peace all the time. Let me get back to the crying. I was thinking about the house and then I started crying. And now I'm crying and then, of course, my ego says, well, you're crying because you're remembering the treehouse. Or you're crying because. Anytime that word because comes into play, know that whatever comes after that because is a story crafted, authored by the ego. Because, so just be mindful of that. And you don't have to believe it, and you don't have to, meaning that you don't have to think that I'm right. And let me just back up. I always am backing up. Let me just back up and say that I do not pretend to have all the answers. Absolutely not. But what I do say is this practice, when I say happiness is a practice skill, this practice, I practice this shit 24/7. And what that means is there is nothing outside. I've been all over. Nothing outside that is going to bring the peace that I'm talking about, that is the topic for today's discussion. So my question to you, my dear listener, my dear audience, and again, if you want to speak with me live, area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. And just press the number 1 and or just ask to join on wisdom. Okay, so let me get back to the topic, defining peace. Before I do that, let me ask you a question. How important is it for you, not me, how important is it for you to be an energy of peace 24/7? Is it a 10? From 0 to 10, is it a 10? Is it a 9? Is it even important? Is the programming so embedded that peace is not even on the list of things to do? Peace is not even on the list. Where's my list? You know, I have, oh, here we go. You know, the world sells dissatisfaction, and a lot of the buzzwords are abundance, have more abundance. I totally get manifest, but the piece that I'm talking about has nothing to do with how much money you have and has nothing to do with any manifestations. The piece that I'm talking about is set, rooted, stuck, embedded, regardless of what life throws at you. And that is the journey, and that is the path that I said, hey, how do I get some of that? Where do I get that from? And in fact, let me share a story that I haven't talked about in a long time. This was, was it mid-2015 or 2016? I don't know, but it was a while ago. I don't know if you remember, but Oprah put out a documentary, and it was called Belief. Belief, that's what it was called, Belief. And what this documentary, and if I remember correctly, it was shown, this documentary was shown over a period of weeks. I don't know if it was a 1 week, 2 weeks. I don't remember. I don't know if it was shown. I don't remember if it was shown daily or it was shown weekly for a month. I don't remember, but it was called Belief. And I was one of the many thousands of people that were not responsible, but agreed to share this documentary with their following. Very, very smart, too. Find your followers and tell your followers to share. That's very good marketing. Back to the story. And so there was one time that Oprah herself, the big O, was on a, it wasn't Zoom at that time. It was just a conference call. Is it Zoom? I don't remember, but anyways, it was a conference call. And so here we go, and Oprah is sharing a story, a live story that happened to her when she was visiting New York. And it was the time that the Pope was visiting. I don't remember which Pope, sorry. The universe has gifted me with living in the present moment. And seriously, anything unless it's embedded, I am not going to remember yesterday. So it was when the Pope was visiting, and she was in New York, and the Pope was in New York at the same time, and of course she got to meet him. And one of the things that she said well, she observed in her meeting, she said, because she said that she described she was in a room with a lot of people, and something about the Pope, listen to this, something about the Pope, of course, I mean, it's going to be a little different, you know, it's not every day you meet a Pope. Hey, there's only one in the world. Wow. Anywho, oh, that's striking me funny. One of the thing that she said when she was describing her meeting. Oh shoot! Now see, this is what happens. I have to get back into the studio, and if I'm not paying attention, which I don't. Okay, here we go. I'm back in the studio. I have to remember to keep this active, or else I get closed out, timed out on it. Okay. And what Oprah said was, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember exactly what she said. She said, when I talked to him, she said there was something that he had, and she said, and I never felt it before. She said, I never felt that before from a person. I never felt this that deeply from another person. I'm paraphrasing. If Oprah's listening, if I don't get exactly what you said, I'm sorry, Oprah. But it was to the point where she had never experienced this person's aura, presence. And she described it as, I never met anybody with that much peace, or having that much peace, or exuding that much peace. I'm paraphrasing, but that's really what she said when she met the Pope. And I just, at that moment, again, this was at least 5 years, oh, it was more than 5 years ago now, probably maybe 8 to 10 years ago. And I just remember that stuck with me because, you know, I'm a happiness specialist, and that's the beginning of what is peace, defining peace and the aura of peace. What exactly is this? And how important is peace in my life? I'm just going to say my both hands are up right now. It's number one. In fact, being at peace, being peaceful, creating a peaceful environment is so number one for me. I will... Okay, I'm just going to say, I will lie to be there, to get there. And let me just be specific about the lying. If someone asks me and I know that they have a really strong stand, and if I don't agree with that stand and I say I don't agree, there's going to be some conflict. You know your audience when there's going to be inevitable conflict. Well, if there's inevitable conflict, guess what? I'm lying. I'm on your side. Yeah, I'm not into conflict. I'm not into arguing. I'm not into any of that anymore. I used to. I used to be the queen of arguing. Not anymore. But let me get back to this peace and defining peace. Peace. This is my definition, is without conflict. Zero conflict, zero resistance. Peace is a flow. It is an energy that never, ever leaves. It is, in other words, if there was a raft, a river, a boat, and it was carrying, and peace was its passenger. Okay, so I'm imagining, I know, stay with me. I'm imagining a river, a flowing river, and there is a canoe. And peace is the passenger on this canoe down the river. You follow me? Peace is the passenger. Wow. And peace is not only a passenger, but peace is directing the boat where to go. No, there's peace on this side. No, there's peace on the right side. No, there's peace on the left riverbank. No, there's peace over here. In other words, there was always a GPS directing, let me just speak for myself, directing me to peace. And I can feel it, especially when the practice, when I say happiness is the practice skill, when the practice is in every single moment being so aware and being so conscious that you know before you even open your mouth whether or not the conversation is going to be peaceful or not. I don't even know if that made sense, because my eyes were closed during the whole talk. I can feel a person, and I can feel whether or not they are into peace themselves. There's nothing wrong with not being into peace, but I'm saying when I talk about knowing your audience, this study is not only the study of self. This study is the study of your surroundings and how to navigate through conflict, how to navigate through chaos, how to navigate through this world who, quite frankly, is not, I don't know if there's a lot of peaceful spots. And who's responsible for my peace? It's not you, it's not my neighbor, it's not my identical twin that I don't have, it's me. That's the good news. So if peace is without conflict, now I get a lot of pushback, meaning, well, isn't that natural, isn't that normal? Conflict is normal, conflict is healthy. How are we going to learn without the conflict? Well, there's a difference between the conflict that I'm talking about, and you know what I mean. Conflict in the universe, it's a negative hitting a positive. The conflict that I'm talking about, is internal. The internal conflict. And the only time I'm conflicted, internally is if and when I listen to or pay attention to or focus on the ego. Say ego, lower consciousness, mind, whatever term you want to use. The only time I do not feel peaceful, and when I talk about peaceful, I'm really talking about from morning to when I close my eyes at night. This is not. This has nothing to do with an event. This has nothing to do with circumstance. This has something to do with an internal vibration that is constant. And you can feel it. You can see it. When the world is screaming, jumping up and down, crying, screaming, arms angry, whatever it is, you're in the middle of the crowd. You're in the middle of the crowd at peace with yourself and with life. You are at peace with yourself and life. Let me get back to defining peace, and let me see where are my notes. Of course, my notes. Oh, okay. Emitting the energy of peace, meaning how is it possible? Okay, let me give you an example. This just happened yesterday. I entered into a contract and I paid someone $500 to provide a service. Of course, sometimes when you are following inspiration, sometimes the inspiration, there's a conflict with the intellect. However, I trust the inspiration, and I trust and I know that whatever decision I make or will make regardless whether it costs money or it doesn't, it's in order. Well, my ego will come in into play and with the questions of why you made the decision, with the questions of who you are doing business with. Questions, questions, questions. That's what I'm talking about. And the peace comes in here. The peace comes in with the practicing unwavering blind trust that whether I made a decision, whether a decision was made for me, wherever I find myself in, whatever moment, whatever type of moment I find myself in, and that means all moments, I know, I trust, just like I'm looking at my hands and I see that they're there. I know and I trust that everything is serving me. That is the ultimate peace when there is nothing, nothing that happens that rattles. Nothing. Health issues, pain, neck pain, leg pain, hip pain. Doesn't matter. When the peace is coming from within, nothing externally reaches it, changes it, moves it, takes it away. It's impossible. Finally, I know I say finally, finally, after decades and decades and decades of study, after decades and decades of practice, what? What is this? Uh-oh. Yikes. Your talk was finished due to a code of conduct violation. This is live. Please help us keep within an inclusive, safe place for people. Wow. That means somebody reported me? Conduct violation. What the heck? All right. Hold on. Hold on. Conduct violation. Wow. Anyway, back to the talk. You can listen to me live on Wisdom if you heard. If you're not listening, of course you're not listening. The show has just stopped. You can also find me on Blog Talk Radio. But anyway, there we go. There we go. The show was just cut off for a conduct violation. Could have been the language that I used. Could have been the topic that I used. But what I do know, guess what? Whatever happened is not personal. Whatever happened wasn't supposed to be continued on Wisdom. And that is what a great example of a live show getting canceled right in the middle of the show, and it doesn't even matter. And it doesn't matter why, because, it doesn't matter why, because whatever is happening, and when I say whatever, I want it capitalized, bold letters, underlined. Let me just go back a little bit. For this show to get canceled on Wisdom right in the middle of the show means that someone listening had to report it. Someone listening had their buttons pushed. Someone listening is just I'm not going to put another label on it. I'm not even going to try. But the point is this. It has nothing to do with that person. Absolutely nothing. For whatever reason, the universe, cut the show off in midstream. It's not. And see, that is, oh my goodness, I just love that this happened right now in the middle. Dubba reality, spirituality. And that's life. Whatever happens is okay. Whatever happens, let it go, let it flow. Whatever happens is serving you. That's that. Oh, let's see. Let me just get back to my peace notes. I know I have them. Okay. How does that sound? How does that sound to you? How does it sound to be able to be at peace regardless of what happens? Does that even sound like, yeah, I'd like a little bit of that. Give me some of that. What I found on this journey, what I found is that the majority, the masses, and I'm talking about in the world, when I offer, and I'm using it as an example, when I offer them a plate of peace, when I offer them, I say, you can have more peace with this relationship. You can change this relationship, but you're the one that is required or responsible for the change. It's not the other person. And so what has happened throughout years of people coming to me one-on-one, what has happened is, yeah, one-on-one for a moment or 2 moments or a little bit of moments, but it's very, very rare to discover someone that is willing to 24/7, this is it. Growth is not only uncomfortable, it can be excruciatingly painful. Looking in the mirror is not fun or it's just not stretching. When I say stretching, I mean stretching self, getting to a place where this comfortable ability. You know what I should do? I know I'm going back and forth. Getting back and forth, going back and forth with this comfortable ability. That's not even a word. Comfortable ability. That's not a word. But getting to that place, let that comfort thing go. Be prepared to be uncomfortable. Be okay with being uncomfortable. And that's the biggest part of the practice. Being okay with feeling uncomfortable, being okay with the stories that are not the truth, being okay witnessing those stories, witnessing the stories as opposed to diving in it and believing it. Hold on a second. Should I do this? No, I'm not going to do that. And that's another thing. In the middle of any kind of conflict, and I know I'm kind of jumping around, but in the middle of any kind of conflict, when you act or respond, react emotionally, because emotional is when you react emotionally, know that you are going to get back how you react. However, also know that even if you do react or respond emotionally, whether it's because of anger or whether it's out of fear or whatever, however you're reacting, know that that's okay too. What I'm here to share is that it is all, and I mean this, it is all good. The universe gives you an A+ in all moments. How is that possible? Is that even true? Yes. It's true. It's time to put your shoulders down. Let go of all that critical self-talk that the ego just loves to override, or just loves to just, you got enough, you need more? You need more criticism? The ego's right there. I'm thinking of a study. Okay, yeah. I don't even remember where I saw this. Okay, it's called a split. Oh shoot! See, if I don't have it right, I don't want to say it. Let's see. Hold on a second. Let me look it up really quick. Split. What was it? Study. Split study. Split. Oh, I can't even find it now. Split. It is something, I have to find the exact word. Let's see, split study, split time. It's been known for over 10 years, I believe. Let me just look at one. Hold on a second. Let me just see if I can find it this way. Adams. Oh, maybe that's it. Okay. Here we go. Split Adams. No, that's not it. Oh, shoot. Okay, I'm going to look for it, and I'll have it next week. But let me just explain to you what it is. It's the scientists have been observing atoms, and so the atoms behave differently when they are observed. There we go. The atoms behave differently when they are observed. So the atoms can either behave in a pattern. And of course, I'm going here from memory. Pattern or a wave. Pattern or a wave. And depending on whether the atom feels, and I mean feeling with the sensory, not with the touch, with the sensory feeling, knows when it's being observed. What's my point? Thank you for the question. The point is your ego knows when it's being observed. The ego knows when it's being observed. And with that, when it knows it's being observed, must behave in a different way. It behaves differently when it's being observed and it's not. And so the first part of the practice is witnessing, letting your ego know, letting your lower consciousness know that you are witnessing its behavior. I hope that's easy to understand. Let the ego know you are witnessing its behavior, and also let this ego know that you're not taking anything that it says, anything that it comes up with, anything that it imagines seriously. that you're not taking anything. Let me do this. Let me just do this right now. Hold on. Being defined. Peace defined. Okay. Let me do it like this, and let me do it like that, and let me do it like this. Let me do this. Okay, so we are live again on Wisdom. And you know the interesting thing is I was, especially if you're back on Wisdom, so I was just kicked off of Wisdom for violating a company policy, whatever. So what happened is someone that was listening to the talk reported the show. And I'm just explaining to my new people coming back from Wisdom. Anyway, back what was I saying? Oh, so the ego, let's go back to the ego. So the ego knows when it is being watched. It knows when it's being witnessed, and it behaves differently. So let's just back up to how to treat the ego, how to treat this entity that really, I'm going to say, doesn't really care about your peace or your happiness or any contented vibration. Let me just throw that out as an assumption. When you practice just witnessing, when you practice witnessing the ego and welcome again, when you practice witnessing the ego as opposed to doing its bidding, you will experience a lot. You will experience more peace. And thank you, Wisdom, for coming back. I don't know why I was booted out of the Wisdom community. The show was reported. Of course, I pushed someone's buttons, and that's what happens. Sometimes buttons are pushed. Sometimes buttons are pushed when certain things are said. Anyway, let me see. What was I doing? Oh, back to defining peace. And we're gonna bring the show to a closing. I don't know when they kick you off of Wisdom, whether or not they save the show or they delete the show automatically. If they do save the show and you're here right now on Wisdom with me, you can go back and just listen to what I talked about since 9 o'clock. So what the story is, I received a notification probably within 40 minutes of the show saying that I was violating Wisdom standards. I have no idea what I did. Maybe I used a curse word because I do that from time to time. Maybe that is what it is. I have no idea. But again, reality, spirituality, and that's what happened. So let's just get back to our topic really quick. And my question to you, my dear audience, is peace important to you? And on a scale from 1 to 10, how important is being an energy of peace to you? What's your definition of being at peace? How do you define peace? How do you experience peace? Is it a goal? Answer this question. Can other people hurt your feeling? Can other people offend you? Can other people disappoint you? Do you blame other people for how you feel? Do you blame your circumstances for how you feel? Well, just getting kicked off of Wisdom, can other people hurt your feelings? No. Just getting kicked off of Wisdom, can other people offend you? No. Can other people disappoint you? No. But I love the fact that now part of my story is that I just got kicked off of Wisdom for violating company policy. Happiness specialist, violating company policy, whatever that could be. Anywho, that's all of today's show. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate you listening. My Wisdom community, hopefully I'll be here. I will be here again next week, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I will watch every word that I say, and I will not use any curse words. Maybe that's why I was kicked off. Who knows? But I really appreciate the Wisdom community, and thank you for coming back and listening. That's the end of today's show, and Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You can visit my website at RebeccaNorrington.com. My website is going to be getting a brand new update. Woohoo! Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. My Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality, and my YouTube channel is a work in progress, and that's going to be updated soon, too. And until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who the hell you are. You're a physical extension of the universe, your conscious energy, which is always evolving, always changing, always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient and be kind to yourself by accepting yourself in every moment. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality Radio with yours truly, happiness specialist Rebecca L. Norrington. Remember, happiness is a practice skill, and I promise you, the more you practice, the more peace you will find, and your experience in every moment reflects on what you practice. Have a conscious week. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality, spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers,
reality,
baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Good now.